This is Dr. Madeline Frank with your 1 Minute Musical Radio Show for October 2021. How did classical music play a part of Dr. Frederick Fritz Neumann's life as a professor, researcher, musician, and which musical instrument did he play? After graduating high school, I had the pleasure of studying violin with Dr. Frederick Neumann in Richmond, Virginia. He was teaching me Sonata No. 1 in G minor, Adagio by J.S. Bach, from Bach's 6 sonatas and partitas. As I was playing the fast-running notes of 32nd and 64th rhythms, he said, "Don't play them like a finger exercise." He wanted me to vibrate all the notes to make them come alive. As a musician, I have always remembered that important lesson from Dr. Neumann and shared them with my own students. Frederick Neumann was born in Belitz, Austro-Hungary on December 15, 1907. He began studying the violin at 6 years of age with the finest of teachers, Shevchik, Martineau, Kaplan, and Busch. His violin was a lifelong pursuit. He also spoke 5 languages. Dr. Neumann earned his first Ph.D. in 1934 from the University of Berlin in political science and economics. His dissertation was about, quote, the market crash of 1929. From 1934 to 1937, he served as an export market analyst in Prague, end quote. He then returned to studying the violin, quote, the instrument he'd played since he was a child. His violin studies took him to Berlin, Basel, Paris, and New York, end quote. In 1939, he immigrated to the United States and, quote, served as head of the string department of the Cornish School of Music and Art in Seattle, 1939 to 1942, end quote. During World War II, Dr. Neumann, quote, pursued admittance into the military and became an Army Counterintelligence Master Sergeant in the front lines in World War II, end quote. In 1943, he became a naturalized U.S. citizen. After World War II, he studied at Teachers College, Columbia University, earning an M.A. in 1947, and at Columbia University, earning a Ph.D. in 1952. During this time, quote, he played professionally in New York and taught violin at the Manhattan School of Music, end quote. Dr. Neumann, quote, was professor of music and concertmaster of the orchestra at the University of Miami from 1948 to 1951, end quote. From 1955 to 1978, he became, quote, professor of music at the University of Richmond, Virginia, concertmaster of the Richmond Symphony Orchestra from 1957 to 1964, and performed in chamber ensembles, end quote. In 1955, he founded the University Symphony and served, quote, as conductor through 1976. He was also, quote, a visiting professor at Princeton, 1970 to 71, Yale, 1975 to 76, and Indiana, 1978 to 79. Beginning in the 1960s, Dr. Neumann researched, quote, authentic performance practice, particularly of the 17th and 18th century, a new career that was furthered by grants from the American Philosophical Society, the Guggenheim Foundation, and the American Council of Learned Societies and the National Endowment for the Humanities, end quote. His book on performance practices from the 17th and 18th centuries, Ornamentation in Baroque and Post-Baroque Music, Ornamentation and Improvisation in Mozart, are valuable contributions for performers and educators. He also published the books Contemporary Violin Technique with Ivan Galamian, Violin Left Hand Technique, A Critical Survey of Literature. Dr. Frederick Fritz Neumann was a professor, researcher, concert violinist, conductor, husband, and father. He left a lasting legacy of teaching violin to over 5 generations of students and wrote many wonderful books on Baroque and post-Baroque music, 17th and 18th century performance practices, and violin techniques, which are marvelous resources to refer to. He died in Richmond, Virginia on March 21, 1994. His wife preceded him in death. He is survived by his son.